Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. And tonight, hello, everybody. Today is Monday, July 14th. And welcome to the people, CC Radio, Walsh, Kathy One. So fun to have you again with me. I know you people all from different parts of the United States, and here in Tombstone, Arizona area, we certainly have had some of the most magnificent views of the skies. Today we had two thunderstorms, and it was very exciting. But all week long it has, and different parts of the country, everywhere people live. Whether you like it or not, it's certainly amazing planet Earth. They have a new series on how the Earth was born and created, and any of those shows on TV really enlighten us to that we're just a piece of the cosmos. And that anywhere you live, whether it's this planet or another, must have its own special sunrises and sunsets and its own beauty and its own uniqueness. And with that, I have a couple of interesting shows, topics tonight. You know, I'm going to invite you all to call in and give me any question you want during the hour. And I'd like to give you hi, everybody, and Freedom of Drama, hello, dear. A couple other people have joined us tonight. The guest call-in number is 347 area code 205-9071. Yesterday, Sunday, I was with Char of California Haunts, and we had our every other Sunday afternoon webcam show. And unfortunately, we had a little trouble getting started, so if any of you were trying to find and see what I look like, I more or less look the same forever, but that was me, if you're able to tune in halfway through the show. And we were talking about shadow people. There are so many topics to cover tonight that I'm going to give you a few ideas. Sometimes I want to cover them all, and I don't have time, and I want to give you opportunities to enjoy the different kinds of readings I can give you and get some of you some very important questions. I'd like to see if anybody would like to talk about shadow people. And we are going to discuss this again Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, with Char at her Blog Talk radio show, California Haunts. And I'll also be doing readings on that show. So do me a favor and keep in tune. If you don't get your question asked of me tonight, you can always try her show. And shadow people is very interesting to me. What scares us would be a very interesting topic for me to talk about tonight. Yesterday I had a lady call. I had a lovely, if she's on and listening tonight, hello, Janine. She brought up her children's names, and I slipped into another place and gave her some amazing past life information, and that one of her daughters had died on the Titanic. I think that's the only second person in 20 years that I had found someone who had died. And this woman had been a wealthy aristocrat who had been an actress or a theater lady. And she loved the open season cruises. And the gal I was talking to, Janine, she says, and believe it or not, my daughter loves cruises. In fact, while we're talking, she's on a cruise today. And my mouth dropped open. It was so interesting. So I would love to offer the idea that if you would like a past life flash, if I pick anything up at all, you can ask. Okay? That would be very, very fun. There's people in the audience who are listening that have had terrible phobias of fear of being a child and seeing in your room the boogeyman or a shadow or a spirit. And that leads us through our life to be afraid of many things. And Dr. Brian Weiss believes that hypnotherapy can open the door to finding that. But also, once in a while, that aha moment when we talk about what can frighten us. So if you have a question for me of your youth and what could have frightened you in a particular situation, maybe I can enlighten you on that. And the last topic, the last couple of days, I've had an enormous amount of women, clients. I don't tell you I talk 6, 7, 8 people a day. I don't. But you have to appreciate when the majority of ladies that talk to me are afraid of losing the love of their life, yet the relationship is not happy. So we have to figure out what it is they're really afraid of losing, their validation, the work they put into the relationship, or is it they're afraid of being alone? So if you have a question on love relationship, I've given you enough to explore tonight. You see, every time I have a show now, it's so much fun. I don't even have to plan ahead. I just wait to see what's presented to me 2 days before a show, and I jump right in. So I've given you a few ideas. And hello, Karen and Jenny and Caesar's Ghost. And, oh, see, Char, I mentioned your show yesterday. And if you want to come in, call in, talk about the show for Wednesday night, we will be talking about shadow people again. And the next time will be on vortexes. So it should be very, very fun tonight. If you have questions, do me a favor. I will get out my computer glasses. I hate to admit to that. But if you have questions, I will get close. Do me a favor and put it in caps. Okay? Karen, my gosh. If you would like to call in or type up your past life, that was quite amazing. I think I can't remember exactly what it was about, but I remember telling you, you were the only one that I had that situation. So if you want to call in, I welcome you on that, or type it up so I can reread it to the people on the air. But I, like I said, give your question in caps if you can, even one or two letters so I can pay attention, and I will try to read the chat room as we go along. A Freedom of Drama says, I love how Nancy can read from the room, too. That's an interesting thank you, my dear. That was quite a strange 2 weeks ago. I looked at the room, and there's a chat room, and there's some people in there now. And I had a sense of situations. And I think Freedom of Drama, didn't I come up with five situations? And all five people called in. What I pick up initially right now, I don't know if someone's listening, but remember I was speaking to you of afraid of love. I feel like there's a lady in the group tonight, and if she is listening, I see tears in her eyes of being frustrated with her love. Now, if it's one of the group, go ahead and type me a question or call in, and I'll give you the call-in number, 347 area code 205-9071. Okay. Do you want me to talk about ghosts tonight? I'm open. So anyway, until I do have questions from the group, I will talk about one at a time. Of course, one of my favorite topics now, and Karen is well aware of this, is for years and years I was doing past life regression work, and I have to admit, it wasn't that I wasn't embracing the idea, but it was the least topic that was brought up the most. So over the years, have I done 30 or 40 singular past life regressions? Actually, I've had husband and wives. I've had partners sit together. I've had a group where I had two or three people. It was very fascinating, but it was not one I promoted continually. What prompted me to really get into it this couple of years now is I've had a few ladies call me up and want me to understand what is going on with my child. And Amy was one that I had brought on board to the show maybe a couple months back, talking about her four-year-old. And I want to talk about this quickly tonight because some of the listeners, we've had 45, 50 people listening, and then during the week we've had another 20, 30 download the show. And of the ladies who are listening, if you have a child who's not sleeping well, it may not be the boogeyman. It may not be a spirit person. It may not be a tummy ache. If they are consistent in their dreams, or they're saying consistently the same things, encourage them to discuss it with you by drawing pictures, by telling the story so you write it down. By writing down and paying particular attention to the child, you will give that child confidence in knowing that they are not being taken for granted, that this is a real experience to them, and they'll open up to you and have a more truthful conversation with you. Okay, I got a couple of questions in. Thank you, girls, for putting it in caps for me. And so until we get a call, because I don't want to keep people on the phone, I will read these and give a quick answer. Kathy 1, Nancy, do you see if my deceased husband and I being together in most of our lives, And when was the last time before now? And was he female and I male? Love you a lot. Silly, I know, but I have that feeling. They are showing me two relationships as man and woman, and one relationship where one of you was the adult, and I see the holding of a hand as the other one. At this time, for just this moment, I see with middle America, middle ages, I see with a skirt, help me on this, it looks like the apron is pulled up and tucked into the waistband, barefoot. The dark ages, the dark ages. Husband, farmer walking around, you had small animals, not big animals. So I see a life outside of a large compound. It looks like a city enclosed with a wall before castles were being made. So you need to look at that era. You were female, he was male, dark-haired, normal, average complexion. Country. I can't tell the country. I just feel like it was in underneath England, of Paris, France. Could be France as it is for the boundaries today. So see how that feels and look up the era for me, Kathy. Jenny, I have had anxiety for quite a while about dying. And also just in general, any ideas? Could this be from life or maybe past? Jenny, when I saw the words about dying, there's anxiety in your soul about not getting done your heart's desire. You're either looking at needing to pursue a career or choices as though you're running in place, you're not getting to where you're going. And the feeling of dying is that of incompletion. I don't see it as a past life or from this life as much as from now. This is a momentarily a place where you are now. I can't go back years and see the dying feeling as much as a more recent uncomfortable feeling. The feeling of dying and not finishing or not having. So you need to look at that, Jenny, for me, all right? Okay. Bigfoot, didn't bring that topic up, Kathy, but that's interesting. Okay. Kathy, did you recognize that then? Wow, thank you, Nancy. Wow, okay. Well, let me know how that relates to you. Did someone else tell you? This is how I see it tonight. They are showing me a very loving family environment in that world. So I don't know if that applies to you now or it will be from your dead husband and you together or a future relationship that will come to you and be that satisfying. Jenny Davis says, oh, wow, how very accurate, Nancy. Thank. Well, really? Oh, great, great. So sometimes it isn't a past life. It'd always be fun if it was. But remember how I measure it is when I enter your time, I see the bubble of this question around you, and it was not shown to be a past life. Okay, Kathy, how do I find that era? Oof. I usually go by clothing. It looks like a multi-layer skirt, wraps and wraps, and it feels like there's an apron over everything, and you've tucked it up so that it doesn't get dirty. I see you carrying a bucket made of wood, and you're carrying the water to the little tiny baby house, I can only say that I feel like you are a part of an enclosed city, and I believe it was before the walls of a castle were built. So you need to find out the era that stone walls were built around castles. I would think I'm looking at 900 or 1,000, years to 1,000. So look at that, okay? Or before that, I'm being shown before that. So I could be looking at 700 or 800, okay? So look into that for me. Freedom of drama. Hello there, dear. And she's in the word in bright yellow, so I'm going to look really close here. In the chat room, we all can look at, you can type your question in different colors, or it's assigned to you. I'm not sure how. Okay, I'll read your question. Here we go. I had a bad feeling about a trip I was going to take in 2006. And had a bad accident on the trip. That was your feeling, you would have a bad accident. My friend said I spoke it into reality. I think I was being warned. What do you think? I think you were being warned. And it might not have been a bad accident as much as a bad event. Sometimes accidents is our way in a dream or prophecy of getting the most impact. I feel like whatever that trip was going to be about, you would have encountered something very bad for you, rather than things stolen from you. And your mind might not have been able to create the situation, but the bad feeling. And to you, in your reality, an accident, a car accident, would have reflected that bad feeling, not knowing what the event might have been. So even though I not necessarily got a bad feeling of a car accident, it would have been at your destination something bad. Lost passport, lost your money, something stolen, can't tell, something you would not have wanted, okay? And Jenny replies again, I think, Freedom of Drama, let me know if that feels right. Jenny says, yes, I am kind of scattered in terms of what to do. I would say to you, is I'm from my lips to God's ears. I would like Jenny to pay attention to the next 2 weeks. I feel like an answer can be given to you between 5 and 10 days. Sometimes if you ask the universe for a sign, you will get it. I would like the universe to talk to Jenny to help her discern what her question would be, the answer to a question. Karen, I had weird dreams last night. Bathroom dreams. Let's hope you were in the tub with a lot of soap suds. I feel like the weird dream, Karen, I am getting a read on this, that you're in the bathroom washing your hands of something, as though you want to get rid of something by taking soap or in the bathroom to discard from you. So however the process is, the three choices in the bathroom is to get away from your body something you no longer want. I feel like this is a turbulent dream of decision-making, okay? By the way, I would like to talk to you, so maybe tomorrow give me a call, okay? All right, so let's keep going. Thank you for these wonderful questions. I love them all. Okay, Kathy, so that didn't, you are excited, does feel right, and go ahead and check it out. Let me know what era that is. Oh, hello, Sal. Hello, hello. Nice to see you and Canadian Rock, and welcome, spirits. We've got quite a few people in tonight. Hello. Welcome, spirits, is asking me a question. My dad has been having lots of health issues lately with his heart and cancer, and I feel he was spiraling downward. Do you get anything regarding him and his health? Oh, my gosh, girl. Welcome, spirits. I don't know if you're a man or woman. I'm sorry. When I go to your dad, though the rest of his body is strong and he could deal with his heart and survive. The cancer may get him eventually. I don't know that it's soon. But what I get from his soul is he doesn't want to fight. So what you see is spiraling down is his attitude and his loss of his will. To have him stay longer, you need to ask him a question and get him involved in somebody's life. So he has a purpose. When I go to the cancer or the word heart, I'm not even sure which it will be. So it could be an overall failing if we don't care, turn it around. All right? I'm really sorry. My sense of this man is a very strong energy individual and very masculine and very sure of himself. He speaks to me of having been taken over, and it could have been the heart issue or the cancer. Otherwise, dealing with one or the other, he might have survived it longer, but together it's getting to his soul. So you need to give him better purpose, okay? I'm so sorry. Okay. Oh, Jenny, you typed my Blog Talk Radio show. I don't know, must that be a link? Might be. Oh, my website, thank you, www.nancymatz.com. And I'm into all kinds of things. In opening new doors, Karen, the hypnotherapist, and I are looking at something very exciting, very interesting, and possibly a little scary, is hitchhikers, those spirit people who've gone on but decided they are lacking still emotion and healing and excitement, and they hitchhike. So we're still trying to figure out how to offer this service, but keep in touch, and we will let you know. And also, my friend Caesar's Ghost is in, and she and I are doing these radio shows, having lots of fun. Jenny, thank you so much. Okay, sure. Kathy One says, one more thing, and then I'll leave you. Bless your heart. I was told today that as of this afternoon or last Thursday, I'm being attacked spiritually, evil. what do you feel? Three bad, and then parentheses, one at me and at my son with no fault of our own. Wow, that's heavy duty. I'd like you to meditate, relax, and feel a body part that is uncomfortable or painful since maybe a week ago. That body area that feels uncomfortable, take both your hands, grab onto it, and see if you have, not hard, but I just want you to touch it and see if you have a visual of who the person is that is attacking you. Usually an attack is like a psychic vampire, pulling energy and weakening the force. I believe it is possible to remove these things. Kathy, if you want to get hold of Karen, see if you live in the same state. If not, we need to talk later. This is a pretty big topic. When I do this with people, if it's not a hitchhiker, but a living person, that can be knocked off of you. But you have to do it consistently, all right? Okay, she's in the room, but no sound. I'm so lucky I don't plan on being checking for my livelihood. Somebody in the chat room, type in, have her F5 it to reboot, okay? Welcome, spirits. You're right on, Nancy, regarding my dad. He has told me he is done and doesn't want to fight anymore. Just hard to deal with, and I am looking for hope. Oh, welcome, spirits. I'm sorry that I'm right on that. To tell him that you had it, you know, sometimes you can tell me, talk to people like me, but they don't believe it, and it's not a lie. I don't like lying, but tell him a very petite, small, thin woman that gives me the sense of a mother is there holding his hand and waiting for him. It must have been somebody very important in his life. So it must have been a mother or a grandmother or a nanny to him. So do you recognize this? Write a little note in there. Let me know. A small petite wearing white. She must have been pretty short in height. But at the end of her life, she was very thin, tiny built, not so skinny. Okay? And I send your prayers to your father. I do believe in survival. I wouldn't be able to know who's standing around us if we didn't. So, okay. I see your question there. Caesar's ghost. Okay, I'll bite. What was my past life? Okay, yes, if you can remember, put it into cap, all right? Hold on. I got two right on top of each other. Char, they're telling me that you were a boat person in England. You were not a pirate. You were probably wishing you could have been. But unfortunately, you were one of the men that carried bundles on top, to a ship. You were married and you had a child. I can't tell if it's a man or woman child. They said man child. And this man child is in your life in this lifetime. You wouldn't go to sea because of that child, the love for that child. It was a hard life. I'm being shown not a deck. What they call these things that go in the water and then you walk up the plank to the boat. And you're lifting bags of something. So you are a dock worker. Oh, they're telling me Ireland. It wasn't England at all. Char, what's your lineage? You go down. Do you have Irish in you? Anyway, there was a shipping yard, and they're showing me the west part, lower west part of Ireland, and you come from that world. I could even draw. I'll draw you a picture. I'll show you where on Ireland it was, and so you can do some research. If you have Irish background, sometimes we fall on lineage. They wanted me to see that you would not leave, though your desire to flee was because of this child. Ooh, that was cool. Ooh, I love that stuff. Jenny says, Karen, please clear your cookies and then come back. Called cash, I think, also. Sometimes we have too many times that we get in, and it can be an old cache that can hold your cookies, okay? I love the questions tonight, okay? And I do have my glasses on, though. I'm getting a little bit of reflection. Until, let's see, I think I might have scrolled down. Oh, here's another one. CC Radio, Greg. Worried about my daughter, Nancy. She's going through some stuff, but not sure what is going on. and he wants to know a past life for him. Let me talk of a past life for you. Would you do me a favor, Greg, and give me your daughter's age? Is she a teenager or is she in your her 20s? That would be able to make me figure out what's going on. When I saw her, all she did was close her eyes or look down, and I'm not sure I know what that is, if it's all in her head, indecision or despondency. Can't tell what it is until I get a better idea of her age. Greg, they're showing me a past life where you lived in very hilly, mountainous. If I remember, I lived in California before I moved here. To me, it would look like Tahoe. They're showing me white tops to mountains. I don't believe you were a miner, but I do believe you transported goods from places. Here, that's the second one tonight where someone's working with transporting stuff. They want me to see donkeys in a row, and I see one wagon. I'm not sure what you are. I wonder if you were part of a wagon train or part of a mining group. They're letting me see that you live near a railroad, that you are on the south side of a mountain walking around it. And there's so many mountain ranges in the Americas. Greg, get back to me and tell me. It makes me think 1800s. The garb you have on and the day I'm looking at you, you have grown older. You have a white beard. You're not very tall, 5'6", 5'7". You're husky for your size because you worked hard. I see no attachments. They're showing me one love in your life. Gosh, you just love your life. It's really hard. But you do have a purposeful job, and you're very happy. And it looks like it's high altitude. So get back to me and see if that makes any sense to you. And then give me your daughter's name. Welcome, spirits. Yes, Nancy, sounds like my dad's mother you described holding his hand. My grandmother that passed away 15 years ago. Wow. Okay, welcome, spirits. How would I know that if I wasn't looking at your father and his mother? So the spirit of dad is with him. You need to let him know that there would be no way I could have guessed that he is being welcomed. And he will survive, and he will be very happy when he's over there joined with her. Sal at Stanley Hotel. Nancy, can you tell me my spirit guide's name? Oh, gosh, Sal. You know, somehow I seem to block that. When my father was killed, I was 6 years old, and we lived in a few different places. I block people's names even today. Thank goodness I can read them on the screen. So I'm very good at describing Sal. So I want to share with you who your guide is. There's a man not tall, boxy. He has light brown with a reddish hint to it. He shows me he wore a crew cut in life. Boxy means his shoulders are broad, but so was his body. He had a good rib cage, but not Mediterranean rib. It makes me think Germany built. Anyway, he says he's an uncle or a great uncle, something like that. I'm not positive he's part of the family. He makes me think he might have been medium to lighter complexion with some, not a pug nose, but a nose with a little bit of a slant to it. Possibly he had freckles early in his life. And as he got older, I think I could see him, but he shows me being younger. Clearly, I'm getting a crew cut. A short hairdo, very smiley, broad face, good bones in his face, no beard, no mustache, and a smile. He says he comes up to you, Sal, and puts his hand firmly on your shoulder. All right, boy, kaboom, like that. So it makes me think you might have known him and to make reference to you as a child, a boy. I wonder if he didn't know you when you were a child. So let me know who that is, Sal, okay? Okay, I'll scroll down. Guys are not wanting me to talk about these topics tonight. Well, I'll just keep repeating them after every show, okay? I haven't got any calls. That's okay. The area code is 347-205-9071. If there's trouble, someone has been trying to call in, let me know if I have problems in my chat room, okay? My father's child. Should I call in or just ask in the room? Oh, it's up to you. What an interesting call, my father's child. Very good. Okay. Oops, I let go of this. Okay. My father's child, it's up to you. You want to type it out if you can, and I can just read it on the air. Karen's going to go and get some real cookies. I love it. You know, I do like oatmeal with a little frosting on. And I also like chocolate chips. So you're getting me thinking about cookies. She says, mind over matter. CC Ray of Craig says, Tristan is my daughter's name. Oh, you didn't tell me how old she is. I'm going to assume she is not a teenager. She wants me to think she's in her 20s. Is that correct? She shows me twirling her arms above her head and twirling around. My feeling is that she doesn't know what to do about something. I don't know if it's a love relationship or a work relationship, but I do feel like she is very unhappy with herself and some decisions. And that's about, if you can get back to me, Greg, and let me know her age, because I jump in time. I want to make sure I get the right age group, okay? Give me one more clue of her age, and then I'll answer more. My father's child wants to ask, I am a person that is alone all the time, like I am a loner. Will I be like that all my life? My father's child, you didn't tell me if you're man or woman or how old you are. You're showing me that you're alone because you have unfinished business. You cannot let somebody in your life at the moment. Now, you may say to yourself, but I am looking or I want somebody. But when I ask your soul, the minute you have an opportunity to have someone in your life, I'm not sure that you're putting your hand out. So I want to say, for the time being, you may be finishing, I can't even tell what it is, finishing out what your soul agreement is for you right now. That's hard for me to describe. Let me think if I can put a better word to it. Who was I talking to the other day, and I had a similar question? Oh, the lady today. She was a widow 4 years. And I said, when I talked to her soul, she wasn't quite done, not being selfish, but being herself and creating herself to be ready. So maybe that's a better way of wording it. Maybe you're not quite there. I do see a person coming in your life coming up that's very light in color, possibly strawberry blonde with yellow together. Height is not, I'm just seeing hair color because I don't know if you're a man or a woman, okay? Jenny says, Nancy, I lived in a home a few years ago. My family, including myself, felt presences there. I felt like there was very negative energy. What do you think? I get yes and no. Yes, I think there was family members, grandparents, and a couple there that are not very tall or big. But sometimes the negative energy or residual from people prior to when you lived there can also be there and be slung around in the house, of which you could walk into it. Now, I did get a call, and looks like there is, Karen, you've written some on here. I don't know if the question to me. I'm going to click on 575 area code, and I'll try to keep track of where I am on the chat room. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is my father's child.
Oh, hello, my father's child.
How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. And what state is 575?
757 is Virginia.
Oh, are you in Virginia? Good morning. Good afternoon. I've had a long day, girl. And when I talk to you now, I see there was a strong love in your life. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Sometimes the residual of that one love, whether it was painful ending or you were so deeply in love with that person, that energy is still in your soul and in your energy. For me to pick up the scenario of your relationship is the reason why you may be a loner a while longer. Now, let me finish that thought. I felt like in this relationship, you also lost your power. So until you reaffirm the positiveness you had before the relationship, you may not allow another man to come into your life that could take more power from you. Does that make sense now?
That makes a lot of sense.
I'm sorry, girl. What you need to do is look how wonderful you are and all. And some days, I don't know if you have a large family or friendships. After cancer, I went through a divorce, and I have a very small family. My oncologist said, you don't have to find another man to feel better about yourself. You have to find women who love you. So I got into JAFRA, and I just had more fun with those ladies. I wasn't particularly successful, but I made a lot of wonderful friends. So I would suggest to you that we don't have to have a man to always our partner life, so the men listening can understand that. We don't have to have a partner that always be that person. But if you have friends that honor you, that could also be the validation you need to get your power back to get ready for the next relationship. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear.
Thank you
for calling. And keep in the chat room if you have something else to ask me. Then I can react to your voice. I know who you are. Okay?
Okay.
All right, girl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And then I have a call from the 207 air. There we are. And the chat room switchboard has the screen just disappeared.
That's okay.
Area code 207.
Seven.
Who's this?
Yes. This
Who's
is Tom.
This? Bob?
Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Nancy. How are you? I'm in Maine.
My goodness. Oh, you people really stay up late. Well, Maine. Hello, Maine. And what can I do for you tonight? Are you one of the people from the chat room?
Well, I guess I go on as soon as I log on. My name comes up in the chat room as Walsh, yes.
Oh, hello, Walsh. I did see your name on here earlier. I think I did. Anyway, Walsh, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm a first-time caller, so I was wondering if maybe I could get a general reading.
Well, we don't have enough time. You know, people are typing me. How would I? Oh, no, I'm not trying not to answer your question, but you got to appreciate when I enter time, and this is for the audience listening, that every thought, action, people, place, and thing has its own path and time. So how would I know where to look? See, I'm saying that if you have a work question or a person in your life question or where you're headed next. So maybe if I said where you're headed next, is that the question for me tonight?
That would be fine. Or my personal life, my love life.
Okay. Do you have something
Pick
in
one.
Your life? You got to give me some help because I can't stand very long. So give me an idea. Ask me a question, please.
What do you see? Is my personal life going to get better in the next few weeks?
Okay. Oh, three few weeks. I think it's going to be, unfortunately, more the same. About the third or fourth week out, I see nodding your head as though you have understanding. When I entered time, I saw 3 months as very important, as though new beginnings were around you. So I'm not going to guess to say if it's your personal life or a job. When you asked me something, the first thing I got, oh gosh, I have to back up, Tom, hold on. I don't want to say something incorrect. When you asked about, I feel like decision making, and it's short of 3 months, and I can't tell if I'm looking at a new direction or new travel, but a new direction shown to you for some reason. You know, sometimes you're so open, people for the first time, that they didn't know where to go. People who ask me questions in the chat room or call in are so focused that I can slip in time into that one area. So maybe, Tom, you're one of the few people calling tonight that's doing their life just great and you're just curious. How's that?
No. Actually, though, I could use a lot of improvement.
We're just in a session of lessons, and I think all of us could say that. I don't want to have to let you go, but I'm not sure I answered your question correctly, but I feel like short of 3 months is an important decision-making time. If you can think of what I'm talking about, that will give you the answer what you needed.
Okay.
See, I enter time, I see a bubble there. I see bubbles like you will tie a note on a rope. And I had a gal named Jeannie once, and she asked for a life reading. I know a lot of you don't know what that is. And she said, pick everything that's important when you see a bubble and just feel it. And it was very difficult, but it was very satisfying because I gave her the approximate times in her life of which she had to look out for. So that was the best I could do for you, Tom. I'm sorry. But if you get in the chat room and think of a direct question, I'll answer it for you, okay?
Well, then I'll see you in the chat room.
All right. Thank you, Walsh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And then area code 404, as soon as the chat room hangs that individual up, 404 area, is this in?
This is in the Atlanta area. This is Free of Drama, Karen.
Oh, hello again, Free of Drama. For Tom, if you get into the chat room, I can't see to move this over. Maybe he understands. I know the rest of you do, but when we're not necessarily indecisive, but when our plate is full and you don't know what's important enough to ask for a two-minute reading from me, because remember, I do this for a living, and some ways a lot of us in the and Blog Talk Radio do what we do for a living, to kind of advertise off, put ourselves out there. I work with Char, I work with Karen, the hypnotherapist, so we kind of network that way. So for you who've asked direct questions, it helps me a lot. Otherwise, I get kind of like we only have 60 minutes to cover everybody I can. So anyway, little lady from Alabama, 404 area code, what is your first name?
404 is from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, Atlanta, I'm sorry.
Yes.
And what is your first name, please?
Karen.
Karen, hello. And what can I do for you tonight?
Okay, sometimes I see like a ballerina, and it always makes me smile. I was wondering if that was like my spirit guide or one of my past lives or something.
Wow, ballerina. You know, I had a while back, I had a gal, I can't remember what, from someone in the chat room, let me know, from a little lady, and I says, oh my gosh, I thought I saw a gal that would have been a Russian ballerina. When I said that just now, I see you as a child, whether it was this life or prior life, dancing with a little tutu on. But I don't know if you grew up to be a ballerina. So I'm kind of, pardon me?
No, that would be from this life.
Was it from this life? Okay. All right.
No.
Remember, I just go where I can go. I'm not necessarily seeing you in a past life of ballerina at this moment. Doesn't mean you weren't. But I see you as a child, as a Freedom of Drama. Just her website is www.angelboxtreats. I have no trouble, ladies and gentlemen, if you're typing your website and I can read it to the group before it goes away here. When I first touched you, before you asked, unlike Tom, and I apologize for that, Walsh, I saw you in your mind dealing with money. So I would say that the need of money maybe get in the way of pursuing your dreams.
Yes.
So in this life, you said yes. Okay, in this life, for you to desire a dance of any kind, wondering if it's a past life, but I see it as a present life. It tells me that you did not finish a past life love. So you might have been a dancer in a past life, started it in this life and did not finish. And I would take any kind of dance at all to get into it again to pursue and finish your dream. In a past life, I must have played the piano. In my life, in my dreams, I played the piano. So guess what I did, ladies and gentlemen? I bought a keyboard. Before I pass away, you're going to hear some really scary music from my house because I'm going to pound on that piano. You get that, young lady? I don't care if you wear a tutu around the house as long as your family's not looking at you. And run around and jump around and dance. You have to get it out of your system. You're not finished.
Okay.
All right, dear?
Thank you.
All right, sweet. Bye-bye.
Right.
Okay, I want to go back to the chat room. Kids are really typing quickly. Oops, I missed something there, my girl. My father's child, she types in, maybe I missed a question. People call me a prophet, but I don't see it. Can you help me in my understanding? Let's see. But I don't see it. Can you help me in understanding my calling with God? Yes, absolutely. All right, girlfriend, this is how it works. I think we get our calling and God speaks to our soul, but he does not put a date that we have to begin. All right, that's the key, is timing. When I entered this world, I entered to find out if we survive death because I had cancer. When I got into this, people were saying to me words I didn't understand, but I do now. I do believe 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. I see with paper, pen, 2, 3, 4. I'm not getting a good year. I would say 3 years from now, you'll be what they call a prophesier. You'll be telling and guiding people better than you are now. It doesn't mean you have to be a psychic or a medium or you channel, but you will be doing it. It is part of your future. Right now, you're trying to decide who you are and find yourself. That is a journey today to fulfill the future. If you don't know who you are today and what you are to yourself, you may not be able to help others. So that's my guide to you right now. You have wonderful energy. I feel like you are going down that road. one person said to me something similar to that, and I turned to this woman, can't remember who it is. Was that you, Terry, if you're listening? That if you help one person in this life, or you give guidance to one person, then you've done what God wants you to do. So my father's child, I'd like you to understand that. That is something you can do in the future. Whether you are a prophet or someone who gives guidance like a teacher or myself, you will follow that route. Okay? Absolutely. Kathy says, okay, Kathy, I can understand that, so I'm going to read it to the audience. She says that she rubbed my Buddha tummy. Oh, I see. Oh, my gosh, should I read that out loud, Kathy? She says she had rubbed her Buddha tummy to find out who was doing the attack. And you heard that it wasn't just me, it was many getting hit with this. So, TY, my friend. Oh, my gosh. I know there must have been commas in there, but I think I read it wrong. Okay. If you know who it is, Kathy, then over and over you need to grab onto that energy and break it from your body. And you have to visualize it as forceful. Okay, that's how you break it. Psychic Self-Defense is an actual book out there you can buy. Psychic Self-Defense. Okay. Okay, he said you rubbed your own tummy. Oh, gosh. Sometimes I don't know if I read these out loud. Okay. All right. Good night, Kathy. She has to leave. I think she has a show coming up here and getting ready for it. And I just love Blog Talk. Hello, Terry and Walt again. And guests, 1856, 1850, 1847, Blue Diamond. Got a nice room tonight. If you have a question, we have 13 minutes left. Do me a favor and put it in caps so I can see just a little better. You know, the one thing about the chat room, I don't know if it has commas, huh? Okay. Freedom of Drama says, I love that a lot. That's funny. I already dance around the house all the time. Greg. He finally got in. My daughter's 12 years old. It scrolled off the chat. You know, it's funny because I thought she was in her early 20s, and I thought around 22. I'll go back to the same thing. I want to say, Greg, I would love her to keep a diary. I would love you to praise her, look at her. She doesn't know where she belongs in the world. She doesn't know if she's a child or an adult. She puts her eyes down as though she doesn't know how to be seen. I don't know if mom needs to go get her new dress or do her hair. Let her. Does she talk to you about wanting to color her toenails? Something that makes her feel better than she is. I get confusion in her mind. Okay? Karen, that's funny. Okay. Yes, power suggestion is very powerful. So if you think chocolate chip cookies, you can get a rush. I can think of hot hazelnut coffee with cream and sugar, and I can get a rush. And dementia does hurt. Oh, gosh. Energy therapies. Do I have romance coming my way soon? They're showing me the end of summer, sandy-haired individual. Taller, broad shoulders. Okay, so good for you. Floss of hair, lots of hair. Sandy hair, dark blonde, sandy hair. End of summer, something should happen. Let's hope it's not next year, but this year. Okay. Wow, is Walsh? Wow. Is he still in the picture? I see him. I don't know if she's seeing him, but his energy is still in the picture. So either he is connecting with her and she doesn't want that, or he is still somehow around, but I can't tell in what way. Karen says, no comments tonight because everyone has a sugar rush from the virtual cookies. Oh, that is so funny. How fun. Terry says, I just turned 35 and my life is going downhill fast. I don't know what to do. Human beings cross the board can only deal with three things at once, we have a tendency to want to skip. You have to walk closely as though you have too much paper on the top of the table and you can't see one piece at a time. You need to prioritize what is going on, and what it comes into your mind first, that's what you need to do first. Whether it's to find a job or deal with family, whatever is hurting your heart the most, deal with it first. This is a very hard thing to read, Terry. I'm not trying not to read your question, but you can visualize a river of tapioca. You've entered the river, and you cannot see the shoreline because the tapioca is stopping you from going forward. Walk slowly, think slowly, make a list of what's important, and do only that which you can do at the moment. Human beings, every one of us, want to try to leap over a mountain. We forget we have to take one step at a time to get to the top, to get to the other side. And that's what causes a lot of this turmoil. Nancy, welcome, spirits. Nancy had a very close relationship with a past grandmother and feels she may have been my mother in another life. Is this true? Oops. And is she still around me now? I don't know if I'm looking at this grandmother or the one you're speaking of, but I see a woman with a rounder bosom and a rounder hip line, not real tall. They want me to see, I don't know if I'm looking at Australia or Germany. If I'm looking at Australia, it was a German family that relocated through generations. And the past life is a very open space. Why would I see the word Australia? Felt like it was a German grandmother. Welcome, spirits. Would you tell me if you're German lineage? And if so, then you had a past life in Australia. Remember, Australia is a pretty new continent, and as far as the other nations. And a lot of people from England were transported there and other countries. It was kind of a penal colony at one time. Very interesting. So get back to me. That'd be very interesting. I do feel like this grandmother was with you in a past life. I think that she almost had the same, been my mother, definitely a mother figure to you in a past life, whether it was mother or grandmother, I do see that here. I have a very comfortable feeling with the word mother, okay? Had a lot of fun with you kids tonight. By the way, Caesar's Ghost, I did get in touch with Beth. At the end of October, CaliforniaHaunts.org is going to have a Halloween ghost investigation at Murphy's Hotel. And you can go to California Haunts, and I'm sure she's going to be putting a link up really, really quick, as well as I. And there'll be a couple of days of ghost investigations. They're going to be giving a lecture and reading to the audience. And I think that somebody is wanting me to do some readings. Hold on, I do have a call coming in. Jenny says, Nancy, will be with my real family. Wow, I'm going to have to think about that one, too. 916 area code. Who's this speaking?
This is Caesar's Ghost.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, girl. So what are you wanting to talk about? You want to tell the audience what the Murphy's Hotel convention is going to be like?
Well, actually, yeah. Nancy's going to be there doing some readings, from what I understand, and she's also going to get a chance to do some readings during a buffet, and we're going to be there as well doing ghost tours of the hotel and of some of the surrounding businesses or homes that are supposed to be haunted in the town. And we're also going to be doing a ghost hunting 101 class where you'll get a chance to get hands-on experience with our equipment. And then we're going to offer a couple of ghost hunts with us, as well as going with a couple of our psychics.
Oh, that's going to be fun. If we have time, Sunday I will be giving readings. But I told Char that one of the things I would do is do a group past life regression. If we have time, if you're interested, make sure you get hold of Char. And then if we have time, we'll talk to Beth. We would put that in as part of the experience of going to the Murphy's Hotel, the past life regression for a group. So did you have – thank you for coming, and how fun to have you call into my show. Did you have anything that you wanted to ask me, Char?
I think I got it. I think we'll talk about the whole non-seafarer thing later. But Nancy is going to be on our show on Wednesday at www.blogtalkradio.com/CaliforniaHaunts. We're going to be talking about half the show is going to be about shadow people, and I have already lined up three people who have had experiences with the shadow people that are going to be calling in.
Woohoo! Oh, how fun that's going to be. That's great.
So I just wanted to share that with everybody, and Nancy, it's your show, so I'm going to let you go and talk to your people.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay, bye. We do three shows during the month. I do my show every Monday night, and then I'm on her show every other Sunday at 5 o'clock on our webcam show, and then the second Wednesday of the month on her show. Welcome Spirits. Welcome Spirits had asked about a mother in a past life, and I saw the word Australia, but I felt like Germany was involved. And she said Welcome Spirit says, father's side of the family was German, mother was Norwegian. So that could be why I felt Germany. So the past life with the mother was in Australia. How interesting. I never get Australia. Oh, gosh. So that's really fun. So you might investigate Australia. Now, Australia, something written in, has been a continent only 200 years. So your past life with that mother figure was probably much more than 100 years ago. So I say 50 to 75 years into colonization, you had a life with this grandmother. That's very fun. Karen here had asked a question about a past life, and it was so, Karen, if you can write it in real quick. Oh, we have 3 minutes. Oh, gosh, I'm just having so much fun with you people tonight. I love talking about past lives, spirit people, sad questions about a father, sad question about people being lost at the moment in their life. I do the best, but I appreciate that you have to relax and allow me to enter time. When you have a lot of stress in your life, sometimes it's very hard to swim through the tapioca to get to the side where the answer is. Short questions and quick to the point. Yes, Karen, sometimes a shorter question is easier, huh? I will do this show every Wednesday, and I'm having so much fun that we'll continue this format. And hopefully I'll answer as many questions. Let you know again, my website is nancymats.com. I'm looking, shadow people. Actually, yes, Jenny, fun show. I've had minimal expertise, but I've done some research. But we are going to have some people on that give us some really, Karen, the past life in India with the elephant. That was really amazing, Karen. Never had seen a past life with somebody where I saw the individual. She was a child, a male child, saw the father, saw a tiger with stripes and an elephant. And then Karen, I says, Karen, this is the first time I've seen an elephant and tiger in the same past life. I think, unless someone tells me different, I think that's the only scenario I've seen in 18 years. And what was interesting, Karen said, you had told me within 3 weeks ago of your talking to me for this session, you had a dream of yourself living in India with an elephant. So that's kind of like, wow. I love it. Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Love your show, as always, Nancy. What a nice compliment. You know, it never occurred to me, but I saw someone written something about, I don't know, I guess you can rate my show and call it a favorite, but there evidently is something wrong with my front page. I didn't write them. Every show, someone has given me a rating of favorite. And I thank you so much. That's so fun, and it keeps me going, but it's not showing on the site, my site, who has signed in as favorites. Hopefully, they'll come around and post everybody, but I really do like you doing that, and that seems to somehow give us brownie points. Keep us on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, let's 158 seconds. Bless you, thank you, welcome spirits. Night, everybody. Jenny, yes, Kathy. My father's child, what was I in my past life? And welcome spirits on one of your favorites. Love you. Oh, thank you. What was I in a past life? Hold on. Father's child. They're showing me an English lifetime or lifetime in the late 1800s where there was a lot of snow. Be curious, my father's child, if you like snow and building snowmen. It feels like in a past life you lived where there was a lot of snow. Okay, bless everybody and sweet dreams, Kathy and everybody. Spooky Chick, oh, how fun is that as a call. guest 1850, 1948. Thank you all for coming. We had a nice show tonight, and I look forward to talking to you Wednesday night or next Monday. 4 seconds left. Good night, everybody. Hello, this is Nancy. Hello? Hello?